The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, gentlemen, welcome back to K4 Wins. I'm Tony Curry. Of course, I've been doing radio for over 40 years. To my left, Kai Gregory. He knows everything about handicapping. He's been the book. He's been the other side. He's been the player. He knows what's happening down the bottom right-hand corner. Case Kiefer, executive director, and, of course, chief editor for the Las Vegas Sun, is coming off one of the biggest nights of his life. We'll find out why that is true. And, of course, a man for all ages has been everywhere. I've done that. If there may be one guy in this box has done more radio than I have, and that's Kip Kiefer, executive director of the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Of course, he's the man and knows a thing or two about gambling as well. Let's start off real quick with how we've done over the last 7 days. Kai, we've been on fire. I know my college hoops have hit pretty good the last few nights, but how are we looking as we get ready for Super Bowl 59?
Well, you know, we do everything week to week. So when Monday comes, we start that new week over. So last week ending Sunday, we were 21-9-1. For that last month, 116-49-3. Ooh. Year to date, 135-61-3 as of this morning. So okay. Not too shabby.
Fantastic. I've done two different sports shows this morning. We did one yesterday. We've given out plays, and I know that Case has already given out his play. I know he's got a futures on KC to win the Super Bowl, so he's kind of stuck in the middle. He's trying to middle that bet there. Real quick, Case, you mentioned on the show yesterday, did you say you got Philadelphia, you got KC to win at 9-1, but do you have Philadelphia plus the 3.5 minus 160? Is that what you took or to try to have?
Minus 162, Philadelphia plus 3.5. And I'm shocked. I mean, the Super Bowl lines, there's thousands upon thousands of lines. I mean, if you're doing this seriously, I say all the time, you got to have a lot of books and to shop around. I was really shocked. There's still a pretty major book here that still has minus 165 on that alt line. And you can just do very basic math and find out that even if you believe the minus one number is wrong, that is not the correct price for a 3.5. So I still like that one. I'd say bet it if you have better than minus 170.
All right. And because we have so many people that are betting for the first time, because everything is become legalized, hell, 40 states now have legalized marijuana. Why not? We got marijuana and gambling all coming at us one time. Because of that, you're seeing all these different prop bets, and I'm seeing some of these, and I love the alternative lines. Talk about the alternative.
Tony, are you saying people are betting because they're totally stoned?
Yes, I am. And I'm saying they'll get stoned if they win or they lose one way or another. I know it used to be gambling. used to see someone really drunk and you didn't know if they had a great night or a horrible night. It didn't really matter. But I'm seeing like this over 39 minus 560. I'm seeing all these alternative over unders. And of course I can also get Philadelphia plus 7.5. You don't need to tease it. Talk a little bit about those. And how do you know if you're getting good value there?
So, I mean, this was the every year thing for the Super Bowl where books would put out just a ton of alt lines. Now with the nationwide expansion and all these big books, I mean, you can basically do it every week, but at the Super Bowl, everyone kind of joins into the party and you can still kind of find them, at every book. I would say typically I'm not a huge fan of them. I don't bet a ton, only a few every year. And I tell people most of the time they're kind of a sucker's bet that they're not good enough there. But I mean, there are exceptions and this is one. And what I would tell people is, I mean, you can do the math yourself if you just Google like sports betting push charts and, you know, try to get the most updated one you can and find out how much each half point is worth in the NFL. But it's also just easy if you want to skip all that, you can go. There's a bunch of great resources online. You can just do like a compare lines calculator. I subscribe to a site called Unabated. I know it's a little pricey for people that aren't doing this professionally, but I think some of their calculators might be free. You can look and see if their compare lines as calculators or is free, and you can just plug in the lines and it does the math.
So when you plug it in, what are you looking for? I mean, what do you when you say do the math?
I mean, I just want to make good bets. So to me, I made the plus 3.5 minus 162 bet within 30 minutes of the conference championship games ending. That was because one big book here opened Kansas City minus 2.5, which I thought was an absolutely terrible number. I can't believe you could be that far off on a Super Bowl. I digress. But because of that, I was like, well, all their alts are going to be messed up too. This is the great thing about, how many more betting options we have now is they put up a bunch of props already, a bunch of alternates. So I never am going to hedge just a hedge or middle just to middle, but I really liked Philadelphia in the game right away. I made Philadelphia minus 1.5 point favorite, but I had that pre-existing position on Kansas City. So I was like, well, where can I put myself in the best case scenario to, you know, get off some of my Kansas City exposure, but also leave a big middle where I could hit both. And to me, that was getting Philadelphia over a field goal. I mean, the Chiefs, like every one of their games comes down to a field goal. So I was like, all right, let's see what Philadelphia plus 3.5 was. I looked at some of the other big sports books. It was more like in the minus 175, minus 180 range where it should have been. And I don't know. I think I kind of did it. I was doing this so quickly. I think I was kind of doing it in my head and didn't actually pump it into one of these calculators. But I'm almost sure if you would have back then, it probably would have spit out, I think like minus 175 would have been fair. So then when this place had minus 162, I was like, I mean, this is a dream come true. I mean, 13 cents of value on the Super Bowl when I already have that 9-1. So I just fired on it. But if you're giving yourself a little bit more time, I would say type in, you know, alternate lines calculator, compare lines calculator. There's going to be some places that just make sure it looks reputable where it'll help you out. Again, I was in such a hurry and I probably didn't need to be. There's still a minus 165 available now 12 days later, but I like where I'm at in the game. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think on the site that we use, it's minus 165 as well, or maybe even 160. Kai, you've seen both sides of this. That. You've been watching and doing in the gambling business for years and years and years. And what I was kind of hoping is that everyone was going to be jumping on that Kansas City bandwagon, if you want to call it a bandwagon, there in the Super Bowl for the fifth time in 6 years, trying to go back to back to back for the first time. But it seems like everyone I'm talking to, maybe it's people just talking, seems like everyone's jumping on Philadelphia. What are you seeing?
So far, everything I've seen here, you know, in Alabama, if, you know, gambling were legal here, a lot of people all over the Eagles, which, you know, I totally understand. You know, one of the biggest things that you have to ask yourself when you're looking at this game is who's the most important person in the Super Bowl? You know, who is the most important to their team and how are they going to, you know, come about in this? Because we know the coaching matchup is going to favor.
Who do you think that is? Is it Saquon Barkley or Patrick Mahomes?
You know, honestly, in this game, I think it's Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley is going to do what he's going to do. And the only way Philly can be successful and Barkley be successful is if Jalen Hurts performs. It's one of the reasons why if you like Philly, you should like Jalen Hurts over 259.5 rushing yards with passing yards. And that's what people have to think about betting on the game. Who do you like? Why do you like him? How's it going to go? If you like Saquon Barkley, you think he's going to get a lot of rushing yards because of the fact that Philly has the best offensive line, you know, there. They average, I think, 27 pounds more on the offensive line than the Kansas City's defensive line. You know, if you like that, then you have to start thinking about Barkley. But if you're Kansas City and you're Andy Reid, what is and what's the defense coordinator's name?
Spagnuolo.
Yeah, Spagnuolo. Sorry. You know, what do you have to stop to win the game? Well, they want to run the ball. They want Barkley to run the ball. You have to stop Barkley. So that puts Jalen Hurt in charge of everything. So definitely, you have to determine whether or not you think he can overcome things. And a lot of reasons why I've seen a lot of movement and seeing some just little bitty nuances in like a -115 becomes a -120, mm-hmm. something like that on betting on Jalen Hurts rushing props that I saw earlier. So very interesting to me because a lot of the things that I actually do like, you know, on the props, some of the weird ones, like one of my favorite props of the Super Bowl is Jalen Hurts first pass incomplete +192. All you got to do is, I mean, let's be honest, sometimes he's not the most accurate passer. His first pass is incomplete. You bet $100. He went 192. That's great. Patrick Mahomes, distance of his first pass. These are props that are just out there that people don't even think about. Under 8.5 yards. Well, they run an RPO a lot. So if he makes a 8-yard pass, the guy gets tackled, you win your play. And it's under 8.5 is +60. So I love those kind of prop bets like that, thinking out loud. I know I jumped all around your question.
Yeah, no, well, and we're going to get into all your props, and I know all of us have some props. We have sides and totals as well. One of those numbers, and I mentioned it 15 times this week, and I'll mention it the 16th time. I had Saquon Barkley over the +125 this past week, and of course he goes for 60, rips off that first run. I'm feeling so damn good. Stop laughing at me, Kip. I talked about it 4 times this morning. That was one of the worst beats because I had a really large chunk of change on that play, and I felt so damn good. So I felt so good. All I needed was to knock off another 20-yard chunk and we were good to go because I knew he was going to average 5.9 yards per carry. Anyway, over under for Super Bowl 59, 110.5. And I'm thinking, man, that came out 15 yards. The last 5 games, he's blown past 110. And 8 of his last 10 games this season, he's gone over 110 yards. So I'm wondering myself, okay, why is this line so low? And so I did something a little differently. Kip, I want to get your ideas on how you pick some of these prop bets too, because I'm thinking to myself, I look at the average yards that Philadelphia is going to gain over overall, let's say that's 380, and I start putting in the numbers, okay, Jalen Hurts is at 210. You got Saquon Barkley is 110. There's you know, 320.
Where did yards. You get these lines? Barkley low as 110.
I got it was this morning was 110. Jalen Hurts at 211.
Wow.
So you know, and I'll go back and look at some of the lines. But yes, I start adding those numbers up, and I'm start thinking, okay, something doesn't seem right here. Now again, to sit there and pinpoint exactly what you know, how many yards a team's going to have is very difficult. But Kai, what are some of the things that you do? I mean, it's easy to go back. Anyone can go back and look at a game log and go, okay, listen, I mean, he's done this five of the last six games. What's going on?
Well, again, I mean, if you're liking Barkley in that situation, you have to think about the offensive line versus the defensive line. And I do like Kansas City's defensive line. And I think two of the, you know, great prop bets are on the defensive lines and the over-under on sacks, even though we have two quarterbacks that get out of there and don't get sacked. I mean, I know Carter is on the other side, but liking Jalen Carter with a sack in this and some of the shortest rushing for the quarterbacks. But I go back and I don't think Barkley is going to have, it's just my opinion, I don't think Barkley's going to have one of those 60-yard games in this game. But at the same time, very difficult to bet against a guy like that and take the under. Lowest I thought I saw it was 115.5, 116.5. I haven't seen a 110.
I'm looking at it's 114.5 right now. It was 110.5 last night. It's a 114.5, and Jalen Hurts is a 210. So, yeah, that's the
nice. A lot of the math to me in these props is knowing the right time to enter the market. And I found a 118.5 yesterday because someone's probably piling into the over. So I'm on the Saquon Barkley under. He's an unbelievable player. I know when I say stuff like this, it sounds like I'm criticizing this, but he's also faced a historically easy slate of opposing rush defenses. I've heard a lot of people break down this game this week and say, well, the Chiefs can't stop the run. And that I think people don't realize how much teams change year to year in the NFL. Like the early part of their dynasty, they were terrible against the run. This year, they've been a top 10 team against the run by any metric you look at. Maybe not total yards. I know they struggled in the Buffalo game. They also weren't great against Houston. But we have like a 19-game sample size to draw on, and they've been much better against the run. And all we hear about is how great Steve Spagnuolo is. And if he's going to set up to stop one thing, to me, I think he's going to set up to stop Saquon Barkley. Yes. I think if the Eagles win, it's going to have to be on Jalen Hurts. I love betting the big name guys under. Obviously, I usually like to wait later, but I didn't think I was going to get better than 118.5. So I am on the Saquon Barkley under. I bet Saquon Barkley under longest rush, Saquon Barkley under first rush. I think I'm going to bet Saquon Barkley no touchdown when we get to plus 200. I'm totally fading Saquon Barkley. So I love the Eagles. So,
and you love the Eagles. Yeah. Well, that just means that Jalen Hurts could be making more plays with his feet. We know he's capable of doing that.
He's
going
to have to.
Kip, I'm seeing you nod your head down there. You're about ready to blow up on some of the stuff. What do you got, bro?
Well, because, you know, like when Case said, and that is the perception, the Chiefs are bad against the run. Well, guess what the playoff formula with Reed and Spagnuolo has yielded? In their last 18 playoff games, they have not allowed a 100-yard rusher. This team comes into this part of the season, particularly this game, and if you've got a real strong rushing attack, it is clear that is the objective, is they're not going to run the ball against us. So Jalen Hurts is going to have to step up, and that opens up the doors to a lot of things. But that's a pretty, you know, I know you look back on historical trends, but it's the same bunch that's been together in this. Spagnuolo's been there since 2019. That's the formula. So I don't see, and I think Kai gave a stat last week or 2 weeks ago that Barkley has had these gigantic long runs or more than one in a bunch of games. But didn't you say, Kai, that his overall average outside of those is only like 3 yards a carry? The Chiefs only
2.6.
Yeah, the Chiefs only averaged 4 yards per carry against the run this year. So anybody who says this team can't stop a running game, I think is really mistaken. They're not as big as Philadelphia's offensive line, but they're a lot more agile, and they got a lot more guys that, you know, really disrupt plays because they're quick enough and they get into position where they get in the backfield and blow up plays before they even start. I think this game comes down, I think Kai was absolutely right. I think it comes down to Jalen Hurts. And he's got great weapons. AJ Brown could have a huge game here. I saw his a number I thought stood out was interesting on these first play bets. AJ Brown's first catch, the over under is 11.2 or something. So if they just kind of flare it out to him for a 5-yard gain, and you bet, you know, that it's under, then that's a winner. So you can cash in right away. That's another thing about this game that just intrigues the hell out of me, that the action is fast and furious from the first snap till the last. I mean, and there's action on virtually every play.
Another interesting play with AJ Brown too. Anytime touchdowns plus $1.75. I kind of like that too, because I feel like he's going to probably get in the end zone, and we'll get some thoughts on also a couple
MVP
other plays.
Plus 2,500.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's pretty strong.
And another sexy play I'm seeing a lot is Xavier Worthy. I mean, he's been popping up in the last 3 or 4 weeks as far as in a little over 5.5 yards. Saw an interesting stat, and this is a Tony Curry stat, so Kai, you're going to love this. This is the sixth time in Super Bowl history we've had a former MVP play the NFL's best defense in a Super Bowl. The defensive side has won 4 of those 5 matchups so far, so defense does win championships. If I'm Nick Fangio, I'm going, you know what? Saquon Barkley, don't want to hear about it. Patrick Mahomes, whatever. Kelce, he's got his girlfriend. You know, everyone talks about this 3 in a row. So there's so many distractions. There's Taylor Swift going this down there. No one's talking about the Eagles defense. No one's talking about how great our defense is. We're number one in the league. If you're number one in the league, there's a reason why you got there. And if I'm in there with my defensive line saying, guys, you know, let's cut through all the shit. Let's talk about what got us here. It ain't Jalen Hurts. It ain't Patrick Mahomes. It's our defense. Now go get it done and see what they can do. Because right now, and I can't believe this, Kansas City's averaging 21.2 points a game this year. Okay, the Bengals average 28. I know their offense is a lot better than KC's, but KC's offense was way off this year. And one of those reasons they're so good was because it was one possession wins. They could have gone like 19-0 if they gotten 7 points or something like that. And you got Patrick Mahomes to make those plays. And oh, by the way, you got a little help from the refs. I love the fact that the refs had to come out yesterday, by the way. I want to get your thoughts on that. The refs had to come out yesterday and talk about, hey, now we just want to let you know that everything's above board. Really? You guys have to come out before the Super Bowl and talk about how fair the game's going to be. But if I'm Nick Fangio, I'm going, listen, guys, we get the big meals. We get the big steaks. We may not get the big money, but we're going to get the big rim because it's going to be on you guys on the defensive side. Case, what's your thoughts?
Yeah. Speaking of worthless stats, the one time I have heard the Eagles and Vic Fangio mentioned, I've heard so many people say this, it's driving me crazy that I think Mahomes is 8-0 against Fangio teams, yep, which is totally true. Guess what? He was also favored in every single game, most of them by like 10 points. Most of those were those terrible Broncos team. And by the way, Fangio is the progenitor of the too high defense, keep everything in front of you, not give up explosive plays that then the entire NFL copied, to try to stop Patrick Mahomes.
Miami right now is biting their fingers going, what were we thinking?
Fangio has never had a defense like this. I mean, I could see Kansas City winning here. I need to pump the brakes. It makes it sound like I'm like the biggest Eagles backer. I'm still hoping the Chiefs win, but I just, the Mahomes being 8-0 against Fangio defenses. I mean, I don't know how many, you take an all-star team of those 8 defenses, or I guess it's probably only over 3 or 4 years. You put an all-star team of those defenses against this Eagles team, I think you're picking like 9 of this year's Eagles starters.
Hey, let me just back up just a little bit, because this is going to be right up your alley, Case. When you're Patrick Mahomes and you've won 90% of your games in your professional career, you're going to be 8-0, 8-2, 17-1 against everything. I mean, Tom Brady was everything. Michael Jordan was 6-0 in finals games. When you're winning at that clip, you're going to have unbelievable numbers in anything you do against anyone you play.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it would be more telling to me. I didn't look it up, but I did want to look up what he was against the spread in those games, because I would almost guarantee, I might actually guess it's 3-5. I'd be surprised if it's better than 4-4, because the Broncos gave Mahomes fits when Fangio was there. They never won. I think that was during his unbeaten streak in the division. But the Fangio Broncos teams were terrible offensively. So, yeah, we're on the same page there. I know another I already gave out how I bet under Barkley rushing yards. I also another favorite of everyone, I'm sure, that'll be rushing the window to bet this. I found a 32.5 on Patrick Mahomes under rushing yards. I think he went over that number 3 times out of 19 games this year. So hey, if he beats me, he beats me. Hats off, an amazing player. But that's just a product of 95% of the people want to bet on him running the ball. But that's not how he's been playing. I know he went over it against Buffalo, but that's another prop I bet.
K4 wins.
He does need to run more in the playoffs.
Allegedly,
you know, historically, because let's be honest, a great thought for the future is going to be a new segment of the show is the Tony Curry useless fact.
That's damn right.
Nobody cares about that. We should all bring one to it. You know, everybody have that one, and that's one of them. He allegedly runs more in the playoffs.
Yep, there
great
you go.
Segue to what I want to say. I've got a Tony Curry stat. I got to get it.
Yes.
Here's my Tony Curry stat. There have been 3 rematches of starting quarterbacks in Super Bowl history. Terry Bradshaw beat Roger Staubach both times, the game and the rematch. Then later on, Troy Aikman beat Jim Kelly, the game, first one, and the rematch. And most recently,
beat Jim Kelly.
Yeah, I know. Here's the one that's astounding. The latest rematch, Tom Brady against Eli Manning. Eli Manning took Tom Brady down both times.
Yep.
So the team that's won the first time has also won the rematch.
They haven't. That goes for Patrick Mahomes.
Really that biggest snub that Manning didn't get elected to the Hall of Fame first ballot.
Amazing.
Yeah, I saw people talking about that. I don't think it's a snub. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, but
yeah.
Eli was not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, Brady.
Yeah, without
7-3 in the Super Bowl, two of his losses were to Eli Manning.
Without a second Super Bowl, you can make an argument that he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, but that second one has to put him in the doors. That's for sure. K4wins.com, K4wins.com. Check out our website, free website. Go in there and subscribe. And of course, we're going to be joining a brand new crew, a 102.9 in St. Pete, Fort Myers, going on next week. We're going to be live. We're going to be going an hour next week. So from 10 to 11 o'clock Central Time, make sure you check us out. You can watch the show live at 102.9. It is SR102.9, thegame.com. You can watch our show live right here on K4wins.com. All right. So I'm an average gambler. I'm coming up to the window. Let's be as precise as we possibly can. You've got it written down on a piece of paper. What you're going to don't say, oh, I'm kind of hedging this week. I'm kind of hedged because we're going to have way too many bets out there because it's Super Bowl weekend. Give me your side and total. You got to give me a side and total and then give me some of your best prop bets. Start with you, Kip. What do you got, bro?
I'm going to take, it's tough, but I think the Eagles have a better roster. I think the Chiefs, I'm not going to be surprised either way, but I'd have to take the Eagles with the points and, on the total, I want to say over, but I just can't. I just think the game's going to be lower scoring than everybody expects.
All right, Kai, what you got? Do you have any props you want to throw in there, Kip, by the way?
Oh, AJ Brown to score a touchdown, and AJ Brown, I'm not sure what his yardage total is, but I like AJ Brown to have a huge game. And Kai mentioned my other kind of sleeper. I think AJ Brown's the kind of prime time player that could be the MVP, which somebody could really cash in big. Cause I think he just said it, he was 2,500. So that's pretty strong. So those, I also like Pacheco. I think they've really nursed him in his comeback. They really haven't run him all that much. I think Pacheco, I forgot what his number was, but 20 it was really
and a,
low.
It's 20 and a half, and I love it too. Isaiah Pacheco.
I think Pacheco gets the ball in this game. It's more than Kareem Hunt. And I think they've been saving him for this time because they really haven't run him much since he's come back from his injury.
Even banged up, he's averaging 33 yards per game. So
yeah, because he's a monster. Yeah, yeah. And he's a juice player. He's the kind of guy that's going to be so super pumped up. He might rip off a decent size run right off the bat, which will make that pretty much a slam dunk, in my opinion.
And maybe Saquon Barkley should listen to that and maybe get that big run, then finish it off for old Tone to Bone so he gets number 125, you piece of shit.
Tony cannot let it go.
Kai Gregory, give me your side total and your props.
I'm going to throw something in for you, and I want to hear Case's thoughts on this, but I think we also need to talk to the average gambler, that person that doesn't do it a lot. And you need to know when you're going out place prop bets. You don't bet your usual unit. So if you're a $100 player, let's say, you shouldn't go out there and put $100 on 25 prop bets, you know, to the average gambler. Right? And the average gambler shouldn't probably be betting $100 per bet. You should take a quarter of that maybe and put on these props. And a lot of times to find the value, you want to get plus. Sure, there's some minus numbers you want to throw in, but some plus bets. You know, I've been going back and forth in this game. I don't want to bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. I do think the Eagles are the better team, though. I do think when it comes down to it, they have more weapons. I do think they have a better defensive line. I'm torn. I still have not played the game. The way I'm going to do it is I'm probably going to watch the first half. I'm probably going to bet more points second half and overtime than the first half. I'm probably going to sit, wait, look at the second half line and do that. I'm probably going to play a lot of props. I like Saquon Barkley plus 400 for the first touchdown. I like Patrick Mahomes plus 1,800 for the first touchdown. If you notice when I'm giving these, I'm going to give you some out there. But at the same time, anytime touchdown, you got to go to Jalen Hurts minus 125.
And Patrick Mahomes, by the way, that's Patrick Mahomes plus 18, that's rushing, correct?
No, plus 1,800 for the first touchdown.
First,
he'd have to run it.
But he's got to run it. Okay, he's got to run it. That's just for people to.
Unless he throws to himself.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Which could happen.
You've got some good odds on Hollywood Brown, here for an anytime touchdown plus 275. I mean, Mahomes is plus 300 for anytime touchdown. They get inside the five, that's kind of dangerous, in my opinion. But some of the ones of the off the rocker ones that I talked about, Mahomes distance first pass under 8.5 yards, Hurts over 259.5 passing and rushing yards, Jalen Hurts first pass incomplete is plus 192. Wow. Barkley two plus touchdowns is plus 217. He gets two touchdowns or more. You bet $50, you win 100 and what is that four? Kelce over 6.5 receptions. I think if Kansas City's in this game, I think Travis has to do that. Barkley over 13.5 receiving yards. I really like that. It's a minus 10, but that's one. Most receiving yards, Hollywood to get the most receiving yards, he's plus 750. Hurts as MVP plus 300. Brown plus 2,500. I like Butker over 1.5 field goals, and I like the longest field goal of the game indoors over 47.5. I've got a bunch more. We're going to have 25, 30, maybe 40 props posted for you at K4 Win, after we get through this. But remember, we're not staying. Play these at your usual bet.
Yep.
We're saying play these smaller. Play these small for fun. One of the things I've always done, I have a buddy, we do this every year. We play $5 per prop, but there's 300 props you can play if people look at it. And we go back and forth. We flip a coin. Whoever wins the toss gets to pick the very first one they get. And then we pick all the way through. And you have the ones that are minus 700. And that's life. We don't charge the juice, but it's $5. Multiple years we've come down where the biggest payout or the smallest payout was $5. We've had it $100 before, but usually it's $5 to $100. So don't necessarily go get with your man or online or in Vegas anyway, and bet a ton of money, but have fun with it because that's what gambling's supposed to be.
Amen.
For most people, gambling is not how they make their living.
No, and it should be fun, and you shouldn't play it unless you got it to lose. And it's interesting because there are some nights where I'm thinking to myself, man, I cannot believe I didn't pull that in, and I will have had $50 on a bet. It doesn't matter whether you have 500 or 50. It sucks to lose, and it's wonderful to win, regardless how much money you got on there. All right, before we go to Case, and he'll wrap up the whole thing, I'm going to go Pacheco over 20.5 as well. I think that's an easy bet. Isaiah, I think he's going to be getting the rock quite a bit. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts under 211 passing only, just because he's been going under that, and I don't think he needs to go over that. Jalen Hurts does not need to throw 70% and 300 yards and win this football game because he's got this game of Saquon Barkley behind him. Barkley over 110, 114.5, whatever, as long as it's under 115, I'm going to take it. Hopefully it won't bite me in the ass again, but he's gone over that number the last five games, eight of the last 10. Silly for me not even just to look at it, just from a Tony Curry stat standpoint, just to look at that. Xavier Worthy, I'm just going to kind of nibble on all a bunch of little things, whether it be the longest run, longest catch. We know the Kansas City loves to throw the football to non-running backs, so you know he's going to be getting the rock. I mean, I think his over-under is 2.5 on passes, so I may be playing that. I love the Jalen Hurts, and I got this from Kai and Kip, but 4-1 to win the MVP. The return is too good. Put 50 on it, get 200 to be back in there, and also A.J. Brown anytime touchdowns plus 175. I'm liking that. Those are the ones I'm looking. I love Philadelphia in this game. You can make an argument. I got the best quarterback. and he doesn't have to do everything. Jalen Hurts doesn't have. That's why Josh Allen was so good this year, because he finally felt pressure. He finally knew that he had the pieces around him. He didn't have to force the ball in, and he wasn't throwing those red zone picks like he did the last 3 years. And look what happened. He almost got there. Jalen Hurts does not need to make the big plays with his feet or his arm. He's got Saquon Barkley behind him. They're not going to shut him down entirely. They may shut him down for a little bit, but not entirely. So, I mean, I'm loving Philadelphia. I think the line should be the other way. I think it should be 1.5. I think I'm taking Philadelphia 23-20. I do think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think it's going to be great. But I think for the first time all season, KC's on the short end of that one possession game. So I'm taking the under as well. Case, what you got?
Well, I'd love a lot of what you said. If it's 23-20, well, I would prefer 23-20 Kansas City, but I like the under. I like everything else. I guess I just see it more like Ty and Kip. It sounded like we're a lot on my page, and I guess it might be 3-on-1 on you, Tony. I really think this comes down to Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have to be amazing to win this game. I don't see Saquon Barkley doing what he did to a Washington rush defense that's like, I think, 28th in the league and broken tackle rate. The Chiefs are sure tacklers. They're a lot more fundamentally sound on defense than most teams he's faced. I think they're going to hold Barkley in check, and I think it comes down to Jalen Hurts. And to me, I mean, 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts had a historic Super Bowl performance. He had that one fatal mistake where he fumbled the ball, but otherwise had 375 total yards. He's been the odds-on favorite to win the MVP. He probably should have won that Super Bowl MVP. I just believe in Jalen Hurts. So I'm really pro Hurts portfolio wise. I bet the anytime Hurts touchdown -115. I bet him MVP 4-1. I bet over 209.5 pass yards. I want to give out the over because I bet so few overs, and I know that's what people want to bet. I'm telling you, you'll thank me. Generally, I can't say it's every year, but since I've been doing this, you know, pretty seriously, you know, if you look unders and nos, it's going to win 7 or 8 out of 10 Super Bowls. So find guys you don't like, wait until the end and bet some unders or nos. That being said, since I know everyone's bet the overs, the two overs I bet were Hurts over 209.5 passing yards. And I bet over AJ Brown, 69.5 receiving yards. I heard you guys give out his anytime touchdown too. I bet that at +180. He's my favorite first touchdown scorer. AJ Brown, 13-1. I know you guys don't have legalized betting in Alabama, but maybe you can go across the border. So, well, maybe Tennessee or someone has it. BetMGM has a great promotion on their first touchdown.
Mississippi does, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Second chance, where if they score second, you get your money back. And they also have the best price in market on AJ Brown, 13-1 to score the first touchdown with that second chance. So make a run to the border and maybe bet AJ Brown. And I like Jalen Hurts with the second chance promotion at 7-1. Otherwise, some general game props I really like. This one especially has gotten blasted, but as long as it's over, like -175, I like it. Philadelphia to win the time of possession, their first in the NFL in time of possession. I really think they'll hold on to the ball longer than the Chiefs, no matter how it goes. Kind of correlated to that, I still see like -110 Philadelphia more first downs than Kansas City. I mean, I honestly think the Chiefs have a better chance to hit some of the longer plays here. I really like all those time of possession first down things in Philadelphia's favor. One thing that flummoxes the betting public every year, and it seems like it wins every year, if you talk to any bookmaker, they'll say this. People see the 3 unanswered scores prop and say, oh, these two teams are so good. Nobody's going to score 3 unanswered.
It happens
almost
all the time.
Always it happens. Just basic math, it should be close to -200. You can still find like -150, -160 out there. So I have either team to score 3 unanswered times. I have so many props. I'm just trying to throw some out there. This one pains me. And another one of my biggest bets, probably, you know, not personally, but just from watching him on the field, I love Jalen Carter, one of my favorite guys to watch. But it's so hard for a defensive lineman to rack up tackles. I feel like, you know, people that are jumping into props in this game every year, I like to fade, you know, the big name defensive guy with tackles. And I think it works even better if it's the defensive lineman. His total's gotten to 3.5 tackle. I mean, he could be an absolute menace on this game. One of the most impactful players have a sack, and I don't see him getting to 3.5 tackles. So I'm on Jalen Carter under 3.5 tackles. That being said, you know, another one I bet almost every year is under sacks. And this year I've actually done the opposite. I am on the over 4.5 sacks. I like the Philadelphia pass rush. And as much as I like Hurts, I do think he has a tendency to hold on to the ball a little bit too much, trying to make things happen downfield. So I'm actually on over 4.5 sacks. Looks like I did -130. In that one, I have so many. I'm sticking on more of these general games. So I have no tie after 0-0. plus 120, just another one mathematically. I don't think that should be plus money. I don't know. I could go on forever, but that's kind of a smattering of some of the ones.
Hey, quick question. What do y'all think about the over 2.5 for people to throw a pass in the game? It's one of my favorite.
Somebody
props.
Else, yeah.
I think they pull something
besides
out.
A quarterback.
Andy, with Andy Reid, I mean, why not?
Yeah,
over I like 2.5 that. Plus 150.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that's a strong possibility because I think these teams are going to have to get creative because I think both these defenses are formidable. Can I throw one more in?
Absolutely.
Forgot. I think DeAndre Hopkins is a really good sleeper, and I bet the prices are really good on him. This is a guy who's been at one time probably the best receiver in the league. This is his big chance on the big stage. I look for DeAndre Hopkins. I'm even going to go on record. I think he'll even score a touchdown in this game.
Very well said. Hey, join us next week from 10 to 11 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be live for the first time, 102.9 The Game down in Fort Myers. It's going to be fantastic. Of course, we're working on doing something live every day of the week. We can get 5 days a week. We all quit our jobs, just do radio for a living. That'd be kind of fun. I find it works pretty well for me. You need to get after it. We're going to go ahead and have this podcast up. You can listen to it. Go to k4wins.com. K4wins.com. K4wins.com is a free site. Go check out all of our plays. We'll have all of our stuff up there. You can also subscribe. And, of course, check us out live next week. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Best of luck to you, man. We'll talk to you in just a few days.
Super Bowl Sunday. Let's go.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.